Well, I'm sure you've heard of Adapt, and right here, right now, today, we have Stephen Barron with Adapt in studio today. Stephen, good morning. Welcome aboard. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have you here. I just wanted to chat a little bit about what Adapt is all about. You've been there with them for about how long now?
Oh, a whopping 2 months.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they're glad to have you on board. What do you do over there at Adapt?
I am the CEO for Adapt, and Adapt is an integrated healthcare system here. We service the far southwest corner of the state, the four counties, Douglas, Curry, Coos, and Josephine. And we provide a number of different services. We have primary care services. We have mental health services. We have addiction services, psychiatric services, community outreach, pharmacy services. So we do a lot of different things in a lot of different areas.
I'll say, man, covering not just a lot of ground, but a lot of different services that just about anybody and everybody may have one or two of those needs.
Absolutely.
There.
And that's what we take a lot of pride in, is the integration that we have. We have, we have what we call our no wrong door policy, where no matter how a client enters our care, arena, we will make sure that they get all of the care that they need in whichever discipline that is. And we've got a really cool Venn diagram that we've put together that really kind of demonstrates that integration. It's got different bubbles, and you can see, clients who receive one service, two services, three, or even the whole spectrum of services that we offer, and so it's pretty impressive to see the integration. So
yeah, and you're lined up to help just everybody.
That's the plan. Anybody that needs the care, we're there for them.
Right on. So how do you go about divvying out either services, or do you go to them? Do they come to you?
It's both. We do a lot of community outreach. We have a lot of the services that we actually are going out to our clients. We do a lot of crisis management work in certain areas, in Douglas County in particular. We do a lot of work in Roseburg area with the local police department, where we actually go out on some calls with them. We've got some folks who are in need of crisis management, so we do a lot of that. But we also have folks who come to us, and that's gratifying as well.
Definitely. Well, yeah, making that choice, that's definitely always a very important first step.
Absolutely.
In the case of maybe like addiction treatment.
Right.
So once they do come to you, what happens next?
Well, we get them into, as I said, we get them into whatever program. We've got, crisis intervention types of services. We have sobering centers. We have a number of different modalities and different treatment arenas we can get them into. Then we make sure that we are working, trying to work on the whole person, not just, what they initially came in for. They may have behavioral health needs, but they also have physical health needs as well. So we can get them to primary care, maybe psychiatric services, whichever services, that they need. We'll make sure that they get any and all of those things.
Well, that's good, because sometimes it's not just the exterior problem that you're seeing.
Correct.
There's something deeper, perhaps, or another thing kind of
that's exacerbating situation, or it's creating that situation. Absolutely.
Yeah, they can compound. So that's incredible.
Yes.
That you cover so much.
Yes.
You're covering ground. You're covering all the different, everyone, but also everything with that person.
Correct. And I'm still trying to get up to speed. I mean, it's a very diverse organization. As I said, we've got a lot of different services we provide. We cover a four-county area. We have some services in certain counties, in certain areas, and some in others. So it's a lot to kind of get your arms around, and being only in the role for 2 months, I'm still kind of wrestling with some of that, but it's I'm getting there gradually.
So. Absolutely. I believe that would be a very big task.
Yeah.
But I know you're up for it there. And Stephen, if folks were curious, if they wanted to get in touch with you guys for your services, or even just to learn more, if you have any presentations or events coming up or anything like that, how do they go about finding that information?
Our website is a perfect location for you. We've got a really a very good document out there. It's really a presentation, and it really is a comprehensive overview of what Adapt is, all the services we provide, the areas, the locations we provide those services. It really looks at our patient demographics. It's a very comprehensive just reflection of who we are and what we do, but it's easily digested as well. And so,
that's good.
And I think I mentioned we have this, that really cool Venn diagram is one of those. Yeah. I'm just so impressed by that because it just really demonstrates the integration, that we're all about.
Definitely. Well, that's so good to have, and especially making it easier for anybody and everybody to be able to understand.
Correct.
Well, Stephen, thank you so much for letting us know about all that. Anything else you want to remind us of before we get going?
No, I just, take a look at the website. Let us, if you're in need of services, if someone who is in need of services, please reach out. We have, services here in the, Josephine County, here in Grants Pass, and the Four County area. So I just appreciate your time and the opportunity to talk a little bit about ADAPT.
We appreciate you providing those services for us here in the community, all these communities, Stephen. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks again for coming in. And that'll do it for this quick eyewitness report right here on KJO.